Once again, for media members on the call, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches this morning. We'll work those questions in as soon as we can. We now welcome in the call the head coach of the Delaware Blue Hens, Martin Inglesby. Good morning, Coach Inglesby.
Good morning, Rob. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. A difficult road showing for you guys. Lose 73-65 up at Hofstra. Game you led by 11 at the half, and then Wilmington in that game early before the Seahawks shoot the ball at an incredible clip on you. Talk about the two games last week.
Yeah, I mean, two tough losses. It's a tough road swing for us from a travel standpoint, but we, I was happy with how we competed on Thursday night at Hofstra. I thought it was probably maybe the best 20 minutes of basketball we had played all season to be up 11, and then Hofstra got confident from the three-point line. You know, they're a talented group offensively. They can put points up on the board in a hurry. They made some tough shots, and then we got down and battled back to make it a three-point game with about 3.5 to go, and unfortunately missed some shots, and Hofstra made the plays to win the game. Then we traveled down to Wilmington, we got off to a good start. I think we are up 18-17, but they shot the lights out. You know, I think it's not necessarily who you play, but when you play teams, and they were coming off two tough losses as one of the most talented teams in the group in our league, and great atmosphere. They got confident from the three-point line, and they made some really tough shots. So, not obviously disappointed to get out of there with two losses, but I feel like we're improving as a basketball team, and we don't see the results yet, but I've been happy with how we've played definitely on the offensive end the last two games.
I know going into this trip, trying to improve your team. Obviously, you've been a pretty good team at home, but road has been a little bit of a struggle. And as you said, do you feel like you made some strides along those lines with handling life on the road? Because it doesn't get much tougher than especially the environment you were in on Saturday.
Yeah, I do. I think we've made progress. You know, I think for the group that we're starting right now, they're continuing to learn how to play together on both ends of the floor. We've gotten into a good rhythm from an offensive standpoint, which I like. I think we're getting a little more confident, learning how to play, you know, got a good feel for our spacing. I think Eric Carter's development has been important for us to give us balance inside and outside. It's not just predicated on Ryan Daly and our perimeter kind of making plays. You know, him coming along, and he was great on Saturday at Wilmington, gave us 20 points in about 28 minutes of play. So for us to continue to develop and be positive with our guys and get back to practice today and tomorrow to be ready to go Thursday night. But I thought we took some big steps forward to be more competitive on the road.
We're here with Delaware head coach Martin Inglesby. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit star one on your keypad. Yeah, just going back and talking a little bit about Eric, as you said, 20 points, he's 9 of 10 from the floor, maybe most impressively. Mm-hmm. We've talked about him a little bit on the call, but how has he gotten better here over the last couple of weeks? And when he's that way, you talked about taking some pressure off Ryan. How does he? What does he bring to your team?
Well, he gives us a scoring presence around the basket, which is important for us and how we want to play on the offensive end. You know, he's a kid that, you know, didn't play much as a freshman, tore his ACL last year, and he was dealing with an injury with a toe, kind of turf toe joint problem. But I do think he's more healthy now than he was in the middle part of the season. So I think that's helped. He's getting a lot of reps with our starting unit and learning how to play with Ryan and Champ Mosley and Kasman Hayes and Darian Bryant. But when we have that low post presence, a guy that we can throw it into, he's made good decisions. It kind of allows us to get into our unpredictable movement on the offensive end. He really helps us. So hopefully he can continue to play well. He's confident right now, and we really have to build off of that moving forward.
Another guy that gave you a good game on Saturday, Anthony Mosley, had a good start in January and then kind of seemed to have slumped a little bit over the last couple of weeks, but comes back with 15 points in 22 minutes off the bench Saturday. How important to get him going again?
Very important. I mean, he's a junior. He's an experienced guy. I think his energy, his defensive prowess, him guarding, something that I've kind of been on him over the last couple of weeks, getting back to really digging in and guarding the ball handler. And he's been able to score for us. You know, we're trying to figure out, do you play a little faster? Do you play slower? I think it helps him when we play a little faster. He's a guy that's, you know, I think in the top of the league in steals, and he gets his hands on stuff. And that's where he's at his best. You know, we've been bringing on off the bench. I think we're going to reevaluate evaluate that heading into this weekend. But it's helped us to have three ball handling guards on the floor when Ryan Daly, Darian Bryant, Anthony Mosley are out there together. Kind of lets us spread people out and attack and ball screen and make good decisions. And he needs to continue to protect the ball for us. He's been a little sloppy, turning it over at times is something that we've talked about. We watch film. I think he's more engaged and has a better presence handling the ball for us, so we got to continue to work with him and get him leading this team moving forward.
You also got a good game from Jacob Cushing, a guy that's recently gone to your lineup, hits 3 of 5 threes and 11 points. Just maybe a comment on his performance.
Well, it was huge for him and his confidence. He's a kid that I'm excited about the future of our program. I think on a normal season, he could have been a redshirt candidate just to kind of let his body develop and get stronger. But, we only have 10 scholarship guys right now, so he needs to be a part of it. And he's getting better. He gets in the gym with our assistants and really works at it. I thought it was great for him to be able to do that in an environment like we saw on Saturday at Wilmington, and kind of eyes wide open, but he was ready to go and compete. And it's amazing when you make that first one, how it kind of helps your confidence and being ready to compete and make an impact on both ends of the floor. He's got good size. He can stretch the floor. He can really move his feet. And I think once he gets stronger and more comfortable in our offense, he's going to have a bright future with us.
Your team gets to come back home on Thursday night and face an Elon team who you haven't had a chance to see yet as you've started to prepare for them. What are some of the challenges that they present for you?
Well, they're really balanced offensively. It's the one thing, watching them on tape and their skill level, they kind of similar to how we want to play. They spread people out. They got multiple guys that can shoot it from the three-point line. They do have balanced scoring inside with Sebring, giving them that low post presence. So we're going to have our hands full. We got to kind of get back to who we are on both ends of the floor, especially defensively, being able to guard the three-point line. We didn't do a great job of that on Saturday, even though they made some tough ones. But a good team playing well. Matt's done a very good job with them, and we will have our hands full and be ready to go.
All right, Martin, thanks as always for taking time here with us today, and look forward to talking to you again next week.
All right, Rob, take care. Thanks.
Take care. Yeah.